Welcome to Sensory Reflections with me, Andy Shipley of Natural Inclusion
on RNIB Connect Radio.
And as RNIB Connect Radio celebrates its 20th anniversary, I have some great things for you to listen out for and to do in nature in September. So here are a few things to listen out for this month. Anyone who's trying to enjoy a picnic in the late summer sunshine or autumn will recognise this sound and will be immediately put on edge and find themselves reaching for a rolled up newspaper. If you hadn't recognised it, it's the sound of the European wasp. And the reason that we see more wasps around food and in the home and at our picnics is because during the summer months, their time is spent feeding their young in the nests by taking them sources of meat. And in exchange for that, their grubs exude a sweet fluid which nourishes the sweet tooth wasps. But at this time of year, of course, all the young grubs have now grown into adult wasps and have flown the nest. So the wasps that are left have no source of sugary nutrition and therefore have to resort to human sources, which is why we see them hovering around jam jars and our sandwiches at picnics and coming into our homes as well. Our next sound is this one. It's a bird of prey. By September, our grasslands will be absolutely alive with small mammals, including field voles, of course. And this is the primary food source of the common kestrel. Kestrels have a unique ability to just hover on the spot in space, with their heads fixed in one spot, staring at the same location, awaiting the appearance of an unsuspecting vole. And on spotting this, the kestrel will arrow in for the kill. Our next sound is a very charming sound. This is the sound of the goldfinch, or rather a charm of goldfinches, as they're called collectively. Like many songbirds, finches gather together in flocks for safety once they've finished breeding. You will find them this time of year feeding on the seeds of thistle, scabious and knapweed, but when they're disturbed, these charms of goldfinches rise and circle into the air with a tinkling chorus. Our last sound isn't quite so musical though. This sound is produced by perhaps the shyest member of the crow family, the jay. For most of the year, jays lead a quiet life in the foliage and the tree canopy and on the ground. Between September and November, they spend their time foraging for acorns and, like squirrels, often forget where they've buried them. It's reported that in many wooded areas in England, a significant number of trees are there because of jays forgetting where they planted their acorns, and these have subsequently sprouted and grown into flourishing oak trees. Their call is particularly distinctive. It's a kind of shrieking, raucous call, and historically earned them the name the Screamer of the Woods. One activity we'd like to suggest you trying out in September is to make the most of all the wonderful wild fruits that are growing. We've had a particularly wet summer, which has led to an abundance in blackberries, sloes on blackthorn trees, and other naturally occurring fruits. So why not make the most of these and go out and do a bit of foraging and maybe even make some jam, or if you feel brave, wine, or even braver, sloe gin. You can find plenty of recipes on the internet, so why not get out there and make the most of this bounteous fruit harvest? So that's it for this month. You can find out more about me and my work on my website, www.natural-inclusion.org, or email me, andy@natural-inclusion.org. So until next time, stay sensational, and a big happy birthday to RNIB Connect Radio.